You're listening to Homer's Iliad, a series devoted to discussing and reading aloud sections from Homer's epic about the war at Troy.
In Book 21 of the Iliad, Achilles, furious with superhuman rage at the death of his friend and comrade Patroclus, goes on a killing spree among the Trojan army, which is gathered near the Scamander River. The Scamander, choked with bodies and red with blood, rises up and chases after Achilles in vengeance. The surreal moment of the river chasing the man is one of the most striking and memorable in the whole epic. For the critic Simone Weil, it is significant because Achilles for once feels the fear that he so often inspires in others. "Even to Achilles the moment comes," she writes. "He, too, must shake and stammer with fear, though it is a river, not a man, that has this effect on him." Achilles' death has been prophesied by his mother, Thetis the sea nymph, who told him that if he came to Troy he would die with glory, and everyone would know his name. Despite appearing to have already accepted and embraced this portent of his demise, Achilles shows his vulnerability and humanity in many ways, through rage, grief, fear, and the passion for revenge. The imagery here of the swell of the river, a series of great waves falling from above, which continuously harass light-footed, godlike Achilles and distress his soul as the turbulent river overpowers him, cutting away the sand from beneath his feet and making him work for every stride, indicate both the internal and external battle conducted by Achilles. The images personify the struggle going on in his mind about his destiny, and can be interpreted on several different levels. Achilles is struggling on one level to emerge victorious against Scamander in a physical battle in order to confront Hector and exact vengeance for Patroclus's murder. On another level, he is fighting against his passions, which are driving him to be inhumane. On the third, psychological level, he is also struggling with his death, knowing that once he kills Hector, his death will come soon after. Throughout the Iliad, Achilles walks the fine line between mortal and immortal, being almost too great for the mortal realm, but not quite possessing all of the qualities necessary for induction into the immortal echelon. This passage shows him simultaneously at his most human and his most superhuman or divine in his struggle, as his human emotions drive him on, and his near-divine abilities are not enough to defeat the river god. Like this, Achilles was always met with the swell of the river, even being light-footed. But the gods are mightier than men. As many times as swift godlike Achilles hastened to remain fast against it, and to determine if the immortals who possess wide heaven were putting him to flight, so often a great wave of the rain-fed river struck his shoulders from above, and he was leaping up from his feet, being distressed in his soul. And the turbulent river overpowered him, flowing out under his knees and cut silt away below his feet. Hos ae Achillea, qui cesato, quima rohoio, qui lepseron eonta. Theoi de te ferteroi andron. Hosake de ormenese podakis deos Achilleos stene, en andeveon ke gnomene e men apantes anathanatoi phobeosi. Toi uranon eruon ecusi. Tosaki memega kima di ipeteos potameo plax humus cathuperthen. Ho du psose posen epeda themo ani axon potamos dupo guna edamana lavros hupaitha reon conien de huperepte poidoien.